about what you're doing. And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half-truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. Now what are we doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Educate, they fabricate. And we sit back till it's too late.
The Radio Avenger.
Rick Adams is on.
Well, hour number two, folks. We're coming right back at you. We got so much more in this hour to talk about. Don't forget, Andrew Carrington Hitchcock, our friend in the UK, wants you to listen to him and his exciting guests every week on his site, www.andrewcarringtonhitchcock.com. And he has a lineup or a great show, even without guests, every week. So we want to thank him and pray for him as well. He's up against, a hailstorm where he is, and it's no different here, folks, in many regards. All right, let's get back to our callers, 800-313-9443. Art can spend a couple of minutes more. Frank, I believe, in North Carolina up first, and then Mark. Hello, Frank.
Yeah, hey, Rick. Hey, Art.
Hey there.
Let's see, my call to Alex Jones this week, I think it was Wednesday afternoon, it made the news. It made the Jewish Forward, which I believe is the largest Jewish, at least online publication in existence.
Has he apologized to you, Frank? Has he apologized to you, too? He's been doing a lot of apologizing lately. I thought maybe he apologized
to you. No, he didn't apologize to me. He did damage control on the information that I was trying to get out about John McCain and Lindsey Graham working for the Jewish Mafia.
Yes.
And he tried to muddy the waters by talking about Nazi collaborator George Soros being in charge of the Jewish Mafia, which he did concede existed, but it was just one amongst many mafias and all that. But, Hey, Rick, did you get that clip? I was on the internet one day this week. I sent you a clip. It's about 23 seconds long of the Freudian slip and the Mossad agent.
Yes, I did. Thank you.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Hey, and Art, I wanted to ask you a question. You said something just a little bit ago about a front company, something to do with Hensley and the Brotman and Budweiser, and you said something about a Spanish front company?
Well, that's what I've seen is... Budweiser was bought out by a Spanish company, just like I've seen other activities over here in the East, which were run by the syndicate, and all of a sudden they're being bought out by these Spanish companies. I didn't investigate who owns those Spanish companies, but then when he mentioned, oh, the money's going back to Toronto, which is where the Brafman syndicate is, I said, it's probably a front for him. I don't know who those companies are. One, for instance, they were talking about in the past when they privatized the Indiana Highway, under Mike Pence, by the way, and it was taken over by a Spanish company. And they tried to privatize the Pennsylvania Turnpike, again, by a Spanish company. So I'm not sure who's behind it, but it looks like those companies over there are just front companies for their syndicated
interest. That's why I'm asking, because a lot of that is, come up around here locally in North Carolina with these privatization of the building of these toll lanes and all of this. And I'm like, why in the world would you be using Spanish construction companies? I mean, we have so many construction companies here, probably a lot of them would really appreciate the work. And my alarm bells just went off. I remember years ago, even, 3 or 4 years ago, thinking these had got somehow to be fronts for the Jewish organized crime or something.
Yeah. I don't have the details, but, if it's a, walks like a duck, talks like a duck, is probably a duck. And your suspicions are probably right on. I just haven't investigated any detail. If you want to do that, bring it up to RPN. There's only so many hours in the day one person can do.
Yeah, you think they always say the Spanish-owned company, and that would be, I think, pretty effective as far as throwing off suspicion from Jewish organized crime. Well, it can't have anything to do with the Jews or organized crime because it's a Spanish company, right?
Right. Well, it may not, it might be, I would say, syndicated interests, which might extend beyond just the Cosa Nostra. But they certainly got their hands in it, I'll tell you that.
Well, the whole world is their battlefield, so we have to understand the international, as Henry Ford put it, the international Jew. And that's what it's all about, building a one-world system. Okay, I think we've got to run, Frank. Thanks for your call. You brought out some great points and appreciate the work you've done in getting some recognition in the forward as well. Mark in Philadelphia is up now. Hello, Mark.
Hello, Rick. Hello, Art. Thank you for taking my call. First of all, I'd like to say that an individual can make a difference, and if there's one individual out there, we know a couple of them, Rick. Art's one of them, and Frank's another, that, many people say, oh, there's nothing we can do about it. I say there is something we can do about it, and these two guys are prime examples of just moving forward, just daring to make a call and get the word through, not to the guy that's the host, who might be I call him a watermelon head, but anyway, but to get the word out to the other people that are listening, that to bring something to their awareness that they may not hear from the host. Some of these shows. So, anyway, I acknowledge Frank. He's opened my eyes to a lot of things, and his daring and courage is unstoppable. And I appreciate that. It encourages me to keep going. So, thank you, Frank, and also thank you, Art, too, for your daring. And first of all, I'd like to also say that for the last 2 days, I have not been able to go to Republic Broadcasting's website through any of my three browsers. Mm-hmm. And now I'm on Comcast as an internet service provider.
That's mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, do they have the capability of blocking just me? Now, others of our listeners in the circle, they're able to access Republic's website. Do you have any insight on that, Art? Are they able to block us down to the individual?
Sure, they could. And by the way, last year Comcast says we're not hiring Americans anymore. We're doing everything through Randstad, the biggest H-1B visa shop out of Europe. And it's one of its leading executives worked with Steven Schwarzman, one of the founders of the Likud, who works with Duane Morris. So, mm-hmm. yes. And then also you saw the mob hit on Lou Katz, one of the executives of Comcast, when he won the court battle for ownership of the old Annenberg building on 600 Broad Street. So,
okay.
Yes.
Well,
is an internecine war going on right now. I think it's been settled with his associate there, the one who owns 17 Magazine, who worked for Walter Annenberg for years, Jerry Lester, Lenfest, that's who it is.
Mm-hmm.
Actually,
mm-hmm.
he's one of the proponents of the Abington Hospital. When I investigated this, I didn't realize how extensive it was, but it's like it goes, you can see the syndicate there at Independence Mall at the National Constitution Center, and then you can see the legacy of the Federal Reserve Bank going right up now to the Blackstone Group. And I remember seeing Netanyahu when he did his presentation to dedicate the Holocaust Center right on Independence Mall, and he says it was our people who started here. You know, back when they formed the Federal Reserve Bank, and he said we formed the ADL, up in Nyabrith, we formed the IRS, and we formed the Federal Reserve Bank. And here it is, Netanyahu grows up in Shetland, right next to Abington, and here it is, the head of basically the same banking system is Steven Schwarzman. Go figure.
Yeah. Well,
all right. Let me throw this into the mix because,
sure.
The American Free Press has been under attack online now as well as a host of others, Fetzer and RBN and all of the alternative media now are being silenced through Google and other venues. And they have just said, I sent it to Art, but from New York City. Well, we just had this news conference, this press briefing from, of all people, from the Simon Wiesenthal Center, which, of course, is most concerned right now about digital terrorism, as they call it, the digital age of terrorism. This is very important because this ties in with ADL Bronfman, ties in with Southern Poverty Law Center, Zionist Organization of America, the American Jewish Congress, the American Jewish Coalition, the Jewish Federations of America, and so on and so forth. And here they are now saying that digital terrorism and their hate project is the number one concern at this point, with so-called social media report cards being issued. Now, this is how they're operating through Google. They're operating through a number of other internet browsers and search engines to be able to blot out as much access to these websites as they can. And they're doing it in other ways as well. So, you know, this is also true, what you're saying, Mark and Art. Trace the, you know, go back and track, follow them. Follow the trace of money. Follow the trace of power and Pence and Trump himself, and look back to Biden, where he came from, and look at Obama. All of these people are creatures of the mob, La Cosa Nostra. So,
right.
There you go.
You missed two of them. The Brandeis Organization, Hillel, which are going throughout every college and university in this country, mm-hmm. Pushing their hate laws, and the ADL going through K-12 pushing no place for hate.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Mark, for your call. We're just about at the point where I think we're going to take a little reprieve, although we have one more call, and that's from our good buddy Lark in Texas, and I think he wants to chime in right now before you leave us, Art. Come on up, Lark.
Oh, hi, guys.
Yes. Hello.
I wanted to share with y'all a couple things so that anyone listening can ask themselves a personal question. Are you part of the problem or are you part of the solution?
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I put it this way is because of four words that you can easily do a site search for at invisiblesurfscollar.com. Surf, plural, like an indentured servant, and mm-hmm. collar, like on a shirt or a dress. Mm-hmm. This is Robin Eubank's blog. The one who wrote the book called Credential to Destroy, How and Why Education Became a Weapon. Now, bear in mind, when we talk about communitarianism and its direct correlation to communitarian law, we're talking about Talmudic law. And we're talking about a synthesis of the thesis capitalism versus the antithesis communism. And so, for example, the Trump administration has appointed this Betsy DeVos regarding mm-hmm. the charter schools, which Art speaks to quite often. But bear in mind, the public schools and the private schools today have to teach to the test, which is put forward by this agenda called Common Core. And mm-hmm. Common Core was signed off on by the National Governors Association. Okay, so your state governor is behind this thing called Common Core. And here mm-hmm. are those four words. There's two Russian words and two French words. Now, these policy people in education, they go to Europe, they go to Asia, and then they come back and they cloak the language that they utilize in their public discussions about the agenda afoot regarding the social engineering and the brainwashing of America's young people. And, I mean, Robin's husband himself is a software developer, and she's a former securities attorney. But the four words are this. Remember, invisiblesurfscollar.com. Do a site search. The two French words are engrenage, E-N-G-R-E-N-A-G-E, which means gearing. And the other word is dirigiste, D-I-R-I-G-I-S-T-E, or dirigiste me, M-E. And that is the command and control economy via technology and the personal computer and the smart devices. The two Russian words are upravleniye, and it's spelled U-P-R-A-V as in Victor, L-E-N as in Nancy, I-Y-E, upravleniye. And the final word is obushini. That means steering, by the way, upravleniye. And that goes to cybernetics. Look at the theory of cybernetics, Norbert Wiener, MIT. after World War II and the Macy conferences. But the final word is Obucheni, and it's spelled O-B as in boy, U-C-H-E-N as in Nancy, I-E, Obucheni. And this is guided psychological growth. Now, what's happened is, when we look at this word engrenage, you have to imagine a fanciful Rube Goldberg-type machine, where you've got all these gear wheels in motion. So you have to ask yourself, are you the part of the problem or part of the solution? And when you look at the part of the people who are part of the problem, look at the people who are making banking doing well in this particular economy.
Yes.
Okay? And by and large, they are the techies. The techies, unwittingly, unknowingly, are leading the charge. They're leading the charge. Because, of course, everybody is incentivized in a command and control economy. The people who are incentivized the most are the people that are doing well in this economy. And let's not forget what the communists always wanted to do. And no different from the capitalists. They wanted to create a stratified system, economic model. You know, the capitalists have their shareholders, their stockholders, their board of directors. They have their management, and they have their laborers or their workers. And they're all compartmentalized. They're all compartmentalized, and for very good reason. This means that in your average corporation today, the left hand doesn't know what the right hand is doing when you look at the corporation as an organism. In the communist system, you had, as Karl Marx outlined in the Communist Manifesto, you have the intelligentsia at the top, then you have the nomenklatura, that would be your thought leaders and your bureaucrats, because you know under socialism, this class particularly grows, because they form the firewall between the bourgeoisie, which is your middle class and your upwardly mobile, people that have some property, and then you have the wage slaves at the bottom, the proletariats. Well, at the last Bilderberg conference, they brought up this word precariat. And the reason is precariat is a neologism for someone who is in a precarious position. They're underemployed or barely employed, if at all.
Yes.
They're struggling to hang on to their middle-class lifestyle, and a proletariat who is nothing more than a landless wage slave. And so what they attack first is the middle class, because the middle class is the only competition for the people at the top, the intelligentsia, and it's the nomenklatura that forms the enlarged, expanded firewall between the people accruing the wealth, stealing it from the middle class, and impoverishing the middle class. So
yes.
I just want to put it to you that way, and I hope that was helpful.
That's brilliant. Brilliant, Lark. I mean, Art, any comments?
Yes. Also remember, McKinsey Consulting, the ones involved with the Enron fraud, were a major player in supporting Common Core through David Coleman, who worked with them. So you can see the direct connections back to the syndicate that way. And also who's getting the contracts, K12.com, is nothing but convicted felon Michael Milliken. So who's really going to benefit from privatization in charter schools?
Let's not forget this, this medical system, this medical model called Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act.
Yes.
Okay?
Yeah.
This is a system of medicide.
Mm-hmm.
It truly is, because they want to kill people off, and because they, you know, they've got too many people. You know, the techies think, well, golly, we just got too many people. We don't have anything for them to do anymore, you know. And so what are we going to do with them? They're just basically squatters and interlopers and beggars anyway. And so with Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act, you have to look at two principal things. That's Jonathan Gruber and Ezekiel Emanuel, for instance, who are largely responsible for that. Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act goes specifically to this communitarian legal doctrine called R2P, or Responsibility to Protect.
All right, we're just about out of time for this segment. A very informative call. Thank you, Clark, as always.
Thank you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
La 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 la. We're back, folks. Boy, I'm telling you, it's getting to the point where we have to have a little bit of levity here and a little relaxation time, because I think for some of us, not me necessarily, but some of our people just get so loaded in the head, overloaded, that they just want to walk away from it all. And that's a good thing. You know, we need a renewing and a refreshing of our psyche and a spiritual renewing of our minds. You know, here I am in the book of Leviticus now, going through the first 3 and 4 and 5 books of the Bible. Pretty soon, you know, I'll be on Numbers and Deuteronomy and finish the Pentateuch, and we'll just go from there right through the Bible. Every day I try to spend a few minutes studying directly from the Word and also online. So, you know, it means a lot to me because it builds me up. It edifies me spiritually. When you're in the sewer all day long and literally deal with the stench, I mean the stench of filth and sewage and garbage coming out of the media, which, of course, runs the governments of the world today, except those where the dictators run the media. They are in the better position, obviously. When you're in the former position where the media, the privately run media, run the government, which is where we are today, they can plant any story or withhold any story. They sin by omission as well as commission, and that's how you control the mind. Friends, the Bible is true. Let us understand that every man is a liar in his heart, but God is true. He never fails. God is always there. He's always right. And he's always just. So in the end, you're going to get exactly what's coming to you, good or bad. And I'm not saying it's bad. Maybe very good. But people will get back what they have doled out because God is not mocked. So just remember, he is in control of the bad and the good. He controls it all. And that's why we're told, you know, in the scriptures that he creates a situation where even your enemies will come to worship at your feet. When a man's ways please God, you know, even his enemies will be at peace with him, his adversaries. So the thing we must remember is let's not get too serious about it. Because if we were all that serious and we thought this is the be-all, end-all of existence, this earth, this world, rather, this world system, then by any definition, we are the most miserable people on the face of the earth. So we can't be that. We can't be distracted by all of the lies. Remember, the focus is the synagogue of Satan. The synagogue of Satan is, in fact, these people who are bringing evil into the world as their father does. Satan himself has been known as the destroyer. He's also been known as the wonderful one, the worker of miracles. He's been known as the bright and morning star, as Jesus himself. So he plays both sides of the fiddle. When he comes again, he's coming as the Messiah. Remember that, to bring peace and prosperity to the world after the locusts come and take everything you've got. He's going to restore it. Isn't that nice of him? Isn't that sweet of him? And I don't know if Art's still with us or not. Is Art still with us?
He's still here.
Oh, I'm sorry, Art. I thought you were leaving. All right. We got drowned out by the music. Sorry about that, brother. You know, all of this cannot be taken too seriously because in the end, you know, a man dies, David Rockefeller dies, and he goes to his reward for the time being until the great white judgment throne opens up. And you know what? Look at all the Rothschilds going back to the 1600s. Father, son, son, father, son, father, son, and daughters, and on it goes. And all of them from, about 100 years ago, just about all buried now. They've been in the ground for a while, and they haven't succeeded in doing what it is they ultimately want to do. So you know what? Let the dead bury the dead, spiritually speaking, and let's move on with truth, you know? And, you know, Art, I'm talking about having a little laugh here and there, you know, a little bit of a reprieve. I'm opening up the, as I do every weekend, you know, the movie review section. And sure enough, I saw this one title, The Zookeeper's Wife. Have you heard of it?
Go ahead. I got to hear this one.
So I said to myself, oh, okay, I'll hold it. I'll hold it until right after the break. This is good to pass up, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech. Quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath, head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
End time is not what you thought. In their new book, 122436, authors Mike and Cheryl Gilmore bring forth a startling new idea on the beginning of humankind, how life begins on Earth, and when our Creator concludes this age. In the book, 122436, three small groups of individuals, separated by thousands of miles, discover together the answers to the beginning of our universe and all the life it contains. Mike Gilmore is the author of five Levels of Power novels and the Sled Investigation series. Cheryl Gilmore is current state director in South Carolina for MUFON and brings a lifetime of experience with UFOs and related fields. As a team, their new book about life in the near future on Earth sets aside most people's religious and scientific beliefs. Available exclusively on Amazon in softback for $8.99 or the ebook price for only $2.99. Remember, Amazon softback $8.99, ebook only $2.99. 122436. Get your copy today.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams is on. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on. Ouch.
All right, we're back. Art is still with me. Brave soul. All right, we're going to get to that clip, too, in just a moment of Morgenthau's interview with William White. But Art, this movie, The Zookeeper's Wife, brand new. Director, Nicky Caro, and the writers, Angela Workman, screenplay, and Diane Ackerman, the book. And it stars Jessica Chastain, and quite a few others. Daniel Brühl. Interesting movie. I had a hunch, and sure enough, my hunch was right. The Zookeeper's Wife tells the account of keepers of the Warsaw Zoo during World War II, Antonia and Jen Zabinski, who helped save hundreds of people and animals during the German invasion. Can you believe that, my goodness? You know, I was thinking when I saw the title, The Zookeeper's Wife, that it might reflect on the Gaza Zoo. You remember when the Israeli government just went in and totally just strafe bombed that whole community of Gaza. It was like a total ethnic cleansing. They even killed the animals in the zoo, as you recall. We talked about it like 7 or 8 years ago. And here it is, once again, another Holocaust movie from Scion Films. So there you go, Art. I just thought I'd pass that along to you.
Thank you.
Any comment from Art?
I'm just going with the flow right now, so whatever you want to address here.
I know you're getting a chuckle out of this, because if it wasn't so tragic, it would be humorous. Right. You know. I remember one of my film heroes is Robert Mitchum, who's a great actor, and he had some kids. His son's a great actor. Christopher Mitchum wasn't the best actor, but he was a good guy, basically, and very conservative. As you know, he ran California for Congress several years ago and several times, and lost every time against an entrenched Democrat. But, you know, Robert Mitchum was one of those who starred in that series in the 1980s. I guess it was The Winds of War, and it was one of these similar World War II propaganda film. And I remember him making the statement. He was quoted as saying that he never really believed the Holocaust story. He said he found it rather hard to believe. And, you know, it was very seldom that he got much work after that point in his elder years. But I had to marvel at that, remembering his words. You know, the funny thing is, tragically humorous, but here we are, the people that created the digital age, and we know that the Zuckerbergs play quite prominently in all of this, that it wasn't just created so that we could just connect with each other. And Facebook in particular, I'm talking about Facebook and all of the other programs and social media, the Instagrams, you know, WikiLeaks is just one aspect of the byproduct of the Internet. But it came from the military, you know, it came from the Pentagon, essentially. And we know who runs the Pentagon. We know who's in control of it. It's actually like the hexagram at this point in time. So I'm thinking to myself, all of these venues now that we have in the Internet have been like a boomerang against them. Maybe unintended, maybe intended. I think most of it is unintended. Nevertheless, the way the Internet has shaped us today in terms of knowledge, Art, has just been one big wedge that now they would like to be able to circumvent, because they're never going to close down the Internet completely. They don't have to. And you know, on your site, noplaceforcorruption.com, you've had some, I believe, over the years, you've had a few instances where there have been attempts to interfere. Dr. K and his website, nodisinfo.com, again, recently just had a hacking that he recovered from quite well. But there are so many ways of just putting the information people, the true alternative media, out of business. So you might want to just comment on noplaceforcorruption.com. I know you're relatively small, but have you had anything recently happen to you?
They try to hack me every day. Being involved with working with IT and some cyber work, no problem at all to deal with them. And if they want to get real nasty about it, I got friends. You know, anyone can register with the FCC and basically cause them to be fined millions of dollars if they keep it up. So I've actually went after AT&T when they slammed my phone system years ago. They got nailed for a $10 million fine. So if you know how to play the game with them, you know, you just gather the information, you send it to the right authorities, and they get nailed to the cross. So I'm not really worried about it.
That's a good way of putting it. Good for you. All right, I'm going to play the clip now. We're going to continue where we left off a couple of weeks ago with the Rosenthal interview. Remember, he was killed 30 days after this interview, which has been recorded now. It's actually a reproduction of what took place in that interview with William White, who wasn't very friendly to Jewish interests. Nevertheless, Mr. Rosenthal was a little bit too flippant in his comments. So let's hear some more of this. If you wish to stay and comment, argue, might as well. All right, here we go.
We know that a black cannot become a Jew and that Sammy Davis is still black. It may have been to his advantage to become converted. In reality, he still remains a nigger and not a Jew.
I have spent years studying world Jewry, of which there are very few as informed as I.
In all my research, I have found the morality of Jewry detestable.
Money is more important than morality. We can accomplish anything with money. Our people are proving that in Israel, where its strength against attack is its permanent state of war readiness, Israel can now win in any encounter. The Kibbutz raised intellectual elements are going to build that small country into a Middle East wonderland. It will also eventually be the base for world government headquarters.
The tragedy of Watergate and the exposure of government corruption in the highest places has made it imperative that government representatives practice more openness and candor in dealing with the people.
What good would it do? What the hell does the public know about the running of government? The great majority are asses, horses' asses.
May we quote you on that?
I don't care what you do. As I said, few have the guts to speak out. We would all have better understanding between each other, Jews and Gentiles, if we spoke out more openly. Your people don't have guts. We establish your thinking. We even place within you a guilt complex, making you afraid to criticize Jewry openly.
How do Jews gain acceptance so easily among other peoples?
At a very early date, urged on by the desire to make our way in the world, Jews began to look for a means whereby we might distract all attention from the racial aspect. What could be more effective, and at the same time more above suspicion, than to borrow and utilize the idea of a religious community? We've been forced to borrow this idea from the Aryans. We Jews never possessed any religious institution which developed out of our own consciousness, for we lack any kind of idealism. This means that a belief in like beyond this terrestrial existence is foreign to us. As a matter of fact, the Talmud does not lay down principles with which to prepare the individual for a life to come, but furnishes only rules for a sumptuous life in this world. It is a collection of instructions for maintaining the Jewish race and regulating intercourses between us and the Goy. Our teachings are not concerned with moral problems, but rather with how to get. In regard to the moral value of the Jews' religious teaching, there exist quite exhaustive studies which show the kind of religion that we have in a life that makes it look uncanny to the Aryan mind. We are the best example of the kind of product which religious training evolves. Our life is of this world only, and our mentality is as foreign to the true spirits of Christianity as our character was to the founder of this new creed 2,000 years ago. The founder of Christianity made no secret of his estimation of the Jews and the fact that he was not one of us. When he found it necessary, he drove us out of the temple of God, because then, as always, we used religion as a means of advancing our commercial interest. But at that time, we managed to nail Jesus to the cross for his attitude towards us, whereas the modern Christians enter into party politics and in order to win elections, they debase themselves by begging for Jewish votes. They even enter into political intrigues with us against the interests of their own nation. We can live among other nations and states only as long as we succeed in persuading them that the Jews are not a distinct people, but are the representatives of a religious faith who, therefore, constitute a religious community, though this be of a peculiar character. As a matter of fact, this is the greatest of our falsehoods. We are obliged to conceal our own particular character and mode of life so that we will be allowed to continue our existence as a parasite among the nations. Our success in this line has gone so far that many believe that the Jews among them are genuine Frenchmen, or Englishmen, or Italians, or Germans who just happen to belong to a religious denomination which is different from that prevailing in these countries. Especially in circles concerned with government, where the officials have only a minimum of historical sense, we are able to impose our infamous deception with comparative ease. Therefore, there is never the slightest suspicion that we Jews form a distinct nation and are not merely the adherents of a confession. But one glance at the press which we control ought to furnish sufficient evidence to the contrary, even for those who possess only the smallest degree of intelligence.
In what ways have you been able to gain power?
Our power has been created through the manipulation of the national monetary system. We authored the quotation, "Money is power." As revealed in our master plan, it was essential for us to establish a private national bank. The Federal Reserve System fitted our plan nicely since it is owned by us, but the name implies that it is a government institution. From the very outset, our purpose was to confiscate all the gold and silver, replacing them with worthless non-redeemable paper notes. This we have done.
What do you mean by non-redeemable paper notes?
prior to 1968, the gullible goy could take a $1 Federal Reserve note into any bank in America and redeem it for a dollar, which was by law a coin containing 412 1/2 grains of 90% silver. Up until 1933, one could have redeemed the same note for a coin of 25.45 THS grains of 90% gold. All we do is give the coin more non-redeemable notes, or else copper slugs. But we never give them their gold and silver. Only more paper. We choose and prospered through the paper gimmick. It's our method through which we take money and give only paper in return.
Can you give me an example of this?
The examples are numerous, but a few readily apparent are the stocks and bonds market, all forms of insurance, and the fractional reserve system practiced by the Federal Reserve Corporation, not to mention the billions in gold and silver that we have gained in exchange for paper notes, stupidly called money. Money power was essential in carrying out our master plan of international conquest through propaganda.
How do you propose on doing this?
At first, by controlling the banking system, we were able to control corporation capital. Through this, we acquired total monopoly of the movie industry, the radio networks, and the newly developing television media. The printing industry, newspapers, periodicals, and technical journals had already fallen into our hands. The richest plum was later to come when we took over the publication of all school materials. Through these vehicles, we could mold public opinion to suit our own purposes. The people are only stupid pigs that grunt and squeal the chance we give them, whether they be truth or lies.
Do you Jews perceive any threat by the silent majority?
There's no such thing as the silent majority, because we control the crying hue. The only thing that exists is an unthinking majority, and unthinking that will remain, as long as their escape from our rigorous service is the opiate of our entertainment industry. By controlling the industry, we have become the taskmasters and the people the slaves. When the pressure of daily toil builds to an explosive degree, we have provided the safety valve of momentary pleasure. The television and movie industries furnish the necessary temporary distraction. These programs are carefully designed to appeal to the sensuous emotions, never to the logical thinking mind. Because of this, the people are programmed to respond according to what it takes, not according to reason. Silent they never are, thinking they
remain. All right, we'll break in now, and we'll fade out. I think we've heard a nice segment here, Art. Isn't it all so true, unfortunately?
Unfortunately, it is all too well true. And the best defense we have at this point is to be feel free to speak up against this tyranny. So,
well, I think, you know what? Speak up with what? Our pocketbooks?
Speak up with your pocketbook. Speak up with your community, and let them know that this town's not a welcome place for them to be.
Yeah, that's very true. Especially when Rosenthal said, you know, we control the money, and therefore we control the mind through Hollywood, television, the movies, and so forth, the press, and that's all too evident right now. But we talk about not buying anything and not complying anywhere and asking why. So, you know, you always say, and we say every single week, get out of the system, get out of Amazon, don't order, don't buy, and just keep boycotting and continue to keep your money in assets and not in paper, not in the bank, and just boycott the financial institutions and keep your family prepared. And that's enough. I mean, if you do that, we're already seeing the effects now across the economic landscape for these companies, these industries. You know, Paramount just, what is it, Paramount Pictures, Sumner Redstone, just recorded $1 billion loss this year. The movies are worse than ever, as we've just shown you. They're more nonsensical. They're losing audiences in the theaters because people can no longer afford them anyway. So, I mean, it is in many ways just hitting them right back in their own pocketbooks. Now, what you got to do is not give them the tax write-off. That's where they make out like bandits. So, you know, you use the IRS and you use the government against them in many ways. So, again, folks, that's what you have to do.
Right. And an example of a current boycott is we also be boycotting that Target and let them be sold off for 2 cents on the dollar.
Yes.
We are seeing that already. I mean, since they pushed that gay bathroom agenda, I mean, their stock is going down like a piece of lead.
I couldn't be happier.
Right.
Well, I was one of those who crusaded against them, and last time I bought something was several years before this controversy started, and I said I would never buy again. And nor would I buy from any of the other department stores or malls, which are now going belly up. And again, the big sell-off is in the retail industry now. So you know that many of these facilities would make some great holding places for detention of dissidents. Folks, just keep that in mind as well. Well, we're at the point of the end, Art. So thank you for being with us today. And again, a great show. Thank you, brother.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
You as well, buddy. Okay. Great guy. Art from Philly, noplaceforcorruption.com. We'll come back with Wes in Idaho and maybe time for another call. Stay tuned.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
I was introduced to this remarkable product, Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies, and to say it's amazing is an understatement. Balance of Nature provides the nutrients of 9 to 11 servings of 31 different whole ripened fruits and veggies per day, and the cost to the consumer for 9 to 11 servings is about 22 cents per serving, as opposed to over a dollar in the store. Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies helps boost the immune system by over 720%, and they also provide a health coach for you at no charge to guide you with any questions you may have. And you can also visit their website for testimonials on balanceofnature.com. So take steps to give yourself better overall health and call them now, toll free, at 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751, or go to balanceofnature.com right now. Make sure to let them know you heard it here by using promo code TALK for a special discount. That's balanceofnature.com and use promo code TALK.
And we're back now in the last few minutes of the program. I got a kick out of, the new movie that'll be premiering right around the anniversary of the Boston Marathon bombing hoax drill, Patriots Day, with Mark Wahlberg. Hey, there you go. We got it coming at us from all directions, don't we? Yeah. Okay. Just bear that in mind. The biggest hoax in New England was the Boston Marathon bombing drill. We've exposed that, and Professor Fetzer has done a yeoman job editing the book on that. Nobody died at Sandy Hook or in the Boston Marathon bombing parade on Yes, it was just around Patriots Day. How coincidental. Let's bring up now our last caller for today, and he is none other than our good caller, Wes from Idaho. Hello, Wes.
Why, thank you, Rick. Greetings in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I want to point this out, Genesis 21:12. But God said to Abraham, do not be distressed, for through your son Isaac, your descendant shall be named. Let's see, Isaac, you mean like sons of Isaac? You mean like Seth's sons? Yeah, that's
Isaac's
what I mean.
Son.
I've heard a lot of really harsh callers into RBN, really harsh on Christian identity. I want to point this out. All I ask is just respect, really. Another thing I want to point out, 2 Samuel 7:10. I will move my people, Israel, that's not the Antichrist Jews, I will appoint a new place for my my people, Israel, where they can move to and not be bothered as before. And I want to point out that Reverend Cotton used this as a sermon text to the pilgrims as they boarded the Mayflower in 1620.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know who true Israel is, you don't know your Bible. Yeah, it's the very root of our problem. They have taken away our identity. And
yes,
there's a part in the Bible that says Israel was to lose all traces of their true identity.
And then in the end times, they would be resurrected to be known for what they have become over the years. That's right. God never lost them, did he? No, he did not.
The Bible says that God would write his word in a complicated matter, and it would be for kings to search out the real truth. That's in Psalms, isn't it? It's kind of complicated. God did it almost intentionally to make it only a remnant of people that would truly understand. But
that's true.
Thank you very much, Rex.
Thank you, Wes. Yes, very, very well put. These are the times when true Israel will begin to see its elect come out, and Satan's elect also will face them in a duel. And I get a pretty good idea who's going to win. Folks, 100 years, the Balfour Declaration, how those 67 words led to the creation of what Jesus referred to as the evil fig tree planted in Jerusalem in 1948. That would be the generation of the fig tree. And now we see Israel poised to approve first new settlements in almost two decades. That means a prescription for worldwide war, folks. It's all coming to pass just as God said it would. And thank you, Wes, for those points, folks. It's all too real. Thank you all for joining us. The end of the program again. Another great show, God willing, again next Saturday with Rick Adams, Uncensored. And until then, may Yahweh bless his elect.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.